God, do not pass over my praise in silence, for the mouth of the sinner and the mouth of the deceitful man have opened against me. They spoke against me with a deceitful tongue, and they surrounded me with words of hatred, and warred against me without cause. Instead of loving me, they falsely accused me that I continued to pray. So they repaid me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set me sinner over him, and let the devil stand at his right hand. And when he is judged, may he go forth to thee, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be very few, and may a different man receive his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children wander about and be beggars. Let them be cast out of their houses. Let their creditors search out whatever possessions he has. Let strangers be claimed to his labors. Let there be no helper for him, nor a compassionate one for his fatherless children. Let his children be utterly destroyed in a single generation. Let his name be blotted out. May the lawlessness of his father be remembered before the Lord, and may the sin of his mother not be blotted out. Let him be continually before the Lord, and may the remembrance of them be utterly destroyed from the earth, because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted a poor and needy man, and one pierced to the heart, that he might kill him. And he loved cursing, and it came to him, and he did not desire the blessings, so that it shall be far from him. So he clothed himself with cursing like a garment, and it entered like water into his bowels, and like oil into his bones. Let it be for him like a garment that clothes him, and like a belt that girds him continually. This is the work of those who falsely accuse me before the Lord, and of those who can heal things against my soul. But of you, O Lord, deal mercifully with me, for your name's sake, for your mercy is good. Save me, for I am formed in me, and my heart is troubled within me. I was removed like a shadow into the darkness. I was shaken off like the wilderness. My knees were weak from fasting, and my flesh was changed because of the oil. And I became an object of reproach to them. They saw me and shook their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your mercy. Then let them know that this. Then let them know this is your hand, and you are going to do this. They themselves shall curse, but you shall bless. Let those who rise up against me be put to shame, but let your servant be glad. Let those who falsely accuse me be clothed with shame, and let them be covered with their dishonor like a double cloak. I will give thanks to the Lord abundantly. I will praise him, because he stood at the right hand, of a poor man to save me from those who persecuted my son. Thought it was kind of interesting there in the first part of the chapter. getting the beginning. Number two, we did confirm to that a little bit. It sounds just like it. We're deceitful men trying to kill him more than they didn't love him and hate him. You got to develop like that, maybe sometimes you can accuse of something that you didn't do. Maybe accidentally, or somebody else, you did, somebody said you did something and you didn't. Got accused for it. Did you ever get in trouble for it? Try to defend yourself. This stuff's kind of neat. Think about sometimes we get accused of stuff that we didn't do and we want to defend ourselves and say we didn't do it and blame somebody else. Jesus is a pretty good example. He just took the wrong and accepted it. Even though he was in the right, he still got accused of the wrong and accepted the punishment. So often, we want to just make ourselves be right and not just accept instead of trying to just take the punishment. Like David said before, it's easy to take a punishment for something that you've done wrong because you know you deserve it, but how often do we not want to take a punishment? Something that we didn't do when we were in the right, and could we take the punishment that Jesus did? It's a good example of that, part of our lives. So, any questions?
Week we were supposed to get a time this week that we had a choice to either do right or wrong, and we can either have it that when we did right or when we did something wrong. And I thought of this week, my mom told me to do my chores, and then I had to do a lot of pretty much work before I could do my chores, but then after I got done with my work, I waited until right before supper to do my chores. So, and I should have done it right after that when I had a chance.
One time a few years ago before we moved here, I was supposed to do the dishes. And I really didn't want to because my friend was outside and he wanted me to come out and play with him. He had nothing to do. But I decided to do the dishes first and then go out and play with them.
Yesterday, Daddy said I couldn't do it because the day before I was being slow and then I worked faster that day.
supposed to clear the table, and I wanted to make a birdhouse, but I cleared the table then. This week, me and my brothers had to clean out the barn, and I thought we had pretty much time left, and so I didn't hurry as much as I usually do, and then when Daddy came home, we didn't have it done.
This week, I knew I was supposed to keep my life jacket on, but I thought I wanted it off, but I decided to keep it on anyways.
You're dismissed.
We had the same thing as the little boys. I just thought about how it's hard sometimes for me to have the right attitude while working, but I can choose to be happy. I had an occurrence this week where it happens pretty frequently. I just have this attitude that comes on, like it's usually related to circumstances, but I'm just really tempted to go in a downward spiral, and I've got to consciously make an effort to correct my attitude. And I can if I want to, but I decided to correct my attitude. And then I always realize after I correct the attitude how ridiculous I was when I had an attitude.
This week we had a lot of work to do and I was pretty tired, and I just was tempted to just not work and just as much as I could and just rest and stuff, but I just knew that I decided that if I wouldn't work, there still would be a lot of work, so I just decided to work to get stuff done.
Mama just told me this morning we had what we was doing today, and not something I really wanted to do, and I kind of wanted to get upset about it and make a fuss over it at first, and I just thought, you know, that's what they want to do today, so we'll just go along with it, and the more I thought about it, the better it seems like it's going to work out for me. I'll have some more time to get some stuff done that I needed to do, and I guess I just thought that, you know, if you'll kind of step back and think and look before you make a snap decision to get upset over something, it's usually, if you'll just slow down and look, things are a lot better.
I made a decision this week to be more patient with one of my brothers, and I didn't get so upset at him like I wanted to.
Earlier this week, I was told to do something, and I did it, and I noticed something wasn't right, and I didn't do it, but I should have.
Every night when we come home from work, I'm supposed to put the parts back on the van that we used that day, and it's easy to not want to, but I do it anyway.
One morning this week, I had to get up at about 5:30 to make the lunch for that day. And I felt like going back to bed, but I made the lunch anyway.
This week on the canoe trip, after we got back to camp and everything, I felt really sore. My arms were hurting from paddling that day, and I wanted to go home with Olin when he was going to go. But Daddy, he said, just we'll see how you feel in the morning. And so I slept that night, and next morning I felt real good and ready to go. And the next day was way better than the first day, and I was really glad that Dad helped me make that decision.
When we got back from the camp trip, we had to unload all our stuff. I didn't really want to, but it was going to rain, so I just jumped in and started doing it.